Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily Tesla and electric vehicle news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, November 13th. A number of new Model 3 and Model Y vehicles have been delivered with missing USB ports. The most affected cars seem to be missing the USB-C ports along the back wall of the center console, although at least one claims that the rear seat USB ports are missing. For new owners with the missing center console USB ports, wireless charging also seems to be inactive. While some owners did get advance notice for their delivery specialist prior to taking delivery, some owners have been taken by surprise. Tesla service is pointing to the global chip shortage for the issue. They told some of the affected owners that they can call to schedule a service appointment when the parts are available, which is sometime in December. And considering that December is a busy time for Tesla anyway, these owners are likely looking into next year for full serviceability. Haggerty took the Tesla Model S Plaid out to Willow Springs International Raceway in California and pitted it against two of the fastest gasoline-powered sedans. The two contestants were the BMW M5 CS and the Cadillac CT5V Blackwing. I think you can guess what happened next. In three consecutive runs, the Model 3 broke the Willow Springs lap record for a four-door sedan. In the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration complaint, a Tesla Model Y owner claims that he was involved in a crash while using full self-driving beta. This would be the first reported full self-driving beta accident. The owner in Brea, California, posted on the NHTSA website, quote, "The vehicle was in full self-driving beta mode, and while taking a left turn, the car went into the wrong lane, and I was hit by another driver in the lane next to my lane. The car gave an alert halfway through the turn, so I tried to turn the wheel to avoid it from going into the wrong lane, but the car itself took control and forced itself into the incorrect lane, creating an unsafe maneuver, putting everyone involved at risk. Car is severely damaged on the driver's side." Now, in Electrek's take, we should keep an open mind when reviewing this post. The NHTSA is obligated to take all complaints seriously, and as well they should. It's possible an error occurred with the manual control override. Autopilot and full self-driving are programmed to relinquish control when torque is applied to the steering wheel. Perhaps this function needs attention. Tesla has updated the base version of its made-in-China Model Y, giving it a little more range, but also making it significantly slower to accelerate. With the update, the range went up from 525 kilometers to 454 kilometers on a single charge. The biggest update is actually to the 0 to 60 mph acceleration, which went from 5.6 seconds to 6.9 seconds. That's almost a full second and a half slower to accelerate, which is quite noticeable. The only clue as to why this change occurred is that the particular trim is using the lithium iron phosphate batteries, and perhaps it isn't configured for a higher discharge as of now. Tesla has again increased the price of the Model Y, at least the eighth time this year, in the US. The long-range dual motor and performance trim both went up by $1,000. The long-range version is now $9,000 more expensive than it was earlier this year. The recent price increases have come as Tesla buyers are expected to soon regain access to the federal EV incentive. The pending Build Back Better Act should give Tesla buyers $7,500 in tax credit. Some details are vague, and it's not clear if this will be retroactive for vehicles delivered during a period of time in 2021, or if it will begin with new cars in 2022. Tesla has started pushing a new software update to the fleet that adds waypoints to its navigation system. This long-awaited feature has been first announced by Elon Musk a little over a year ago. But now, drivers can add another waypoint to their en route, something undoubtedly useful for delivery drivers. The same update also includes some of the new features that Tesla first started to push last week, like tidal and cold weather improvements. Five new Porsche models will be unveiled at the LA Auto Show, and two of them are Taycans. We've heard whispers of both a Porsche Taycan GTS and a Sport Turismo GTS, which should fit Porsche's vague description of the new vehicles being unveiled. They said, quote, "A new incredibly dynamic variant positioned between the Taycan 4S and the Taycan Turbo, and a third body style will be revealed to the public for the first time in California." General Motors recently shared that it is speaking with the U.S. military about building an electric light reconnaissance vehicle prototype based on the GMC Hummer EV. General Motors Defense is planning to modify the GMC Hummer frame, motor, and Ultium batteries to meet the military specifications. Due to this fact, GM officials said that the prototype won't look much like the consumer version. As of May, the Army had reached out to 10 different companies, including GM, about the potential vehicle, and the next step will be for the military to deliver the specifications so the prototypes can be built. Deputy Secretary of Defense Kathleen Hicks visited GM's facility on Monday, and a particular focus on GM's defense and research and development. She reportedly said that the Department of Defense was very sold on the idea of using EVs in the military. Chinese automotive conglomerate Geely is reportedly spinning off a pickup truck business from its commercial EV division. Geely is working to release an all-electric pickup in the second half of next year that may very well someday compete in the U.S. against Rivian. According to a report from the Financial Associated Press in China, Geely has established an independent pickup truck marquee. While the brand is yet to be confirmed or named, Geely insiders claim the company is looking to benchmark Rivian as the new pickup standard and deliver an all-electric truck of their own. This will then be followed by additional EV offerings, all aimed towards the premium segment in China. The Chinese market is especially large in size, however, the percentage of pickup sales is traditionally a minor fraction of the total. Chinese automaker XPeng Motors has begun teasing its upcoming electric SUV. They say a new breed is coming soon, and soon will be on November 19th during the Auto Guangzhou 2021, where the new EV will be officially unveiled ahead of the anticipated delivery, second half of 2022. We have a link on our website where you can watch live if you're so inclined. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.